There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
All right, you guys ready?
Ready.
Are we cooking?
We're cooking.
All right, man. I feel like we've already had two shows before we even started, but I got a big announcement for you.
Was that because of the dance I did for you?
You love dancing.
The nude dance I did for you?
You were nude? I couldn't tell.
Thanks to the flaps.
Your stomach was hanging over your penis, so
yeah.
I didn't see nothing.
Hey, everywhere I go, I'm safe for work.
I got a new dog moving in.
A foster dog.
Panchito.
Now, I know. It's another dog that was adopted into your home in the dead of night while you were not there.
While I was out of town, Julie's got Panchito coming in. If anyone needs a dog, Panchito is available. We're pushing this dog. He's a 10-year-old chihuahua.
Yeah, so well, it's sort of like, you know,
yeah.
It's like right now if King Charles got on the dating apps. You know, like
he's the youngest dog in my house.
Wow.
Of three, you know. He's a baby.
He's the sickest of them though.
No. He's not as sick as we hoped.
Great.
Yeah, so he's actually going to be fine. We're getting him neutered this week. He's 10. We're getting him neutered.
Dude, you should not. Have you heard? I've been following. I'm just looking this up right now because even just bringing this up, it's just like there was a series
you
of guys.
Neuter him.
You must neuter your fucking dog.
Yeah.
But also, that's real late.
It's real late for sure.
10 years into it. All right.
But if he's going to move in, I can't have this guy like full blown. He can't be banging Tootsie or anything.
If he fucks Tootsie,
Tootsie's ear will fall off.
I think that. That will finally kill her.
Yeah, he would want...
Tootsie's
I mean,
not supposed to have... Can Tootsie have an orgasm at this point?
I don't think she can have an orgasm, but if I was an old dog, I'd want to bang Tootsie.
I mean, well, because she's so pliant.
Yeah, and she's got that flapping vagina.
When she pees,
it's like opening the door and closing.
She's
you know,
open for business.
Moving.
I'm trying to find this activity
you know, so
here.
I feel like,
desperately trying to save us from this conversation,
but
guys.
But Panchito's moving in, and you know we're taking his nuts because I can't have... I especially can't have him banging Harley.
Yeah, no. Well, Harley will, let's just say,
she's a lover.
Harley will make him regret it.
Absolutely.
So this is there's this guy that I've been following called Brother K BSM. It's on Instagram. Celebrity profile that he does. He is he calls himself an inactivist, and his job is he wears a shirt that says, "Dude, where's my foreskin?"
Okay.
And then he goes around with this group he calls the Bloodstained Men, where they go places in white with bloody handprints on their penis areas in order for them to protest circumcision. So honestly, we're already about to receive emails from them.
There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, we're about to receive emails from them. Yeah,
yeah,
this is the most that they've ever had.
Well, now that they don't have all of their penis, they have plenty of time to send emails.
I guess I have most of my penis got chopped off.
This is cool, man. I like these guys. They get me going.
I don't really understand.
I think these guys put the cum in circumcision.
I mean, that's only if they're the guys doing it. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with the incredible comedian Ed Larson.
Hello. How you doing? Who wants an old dog?
He's
for a chihuahua, he's real long.
But the anti-circumcision groups are going to be coming after you for taking your dog's right to choose its balls away from it.
Why is this woman wearing it?
Because she's a gender traitor.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
She's on their side? Is this a period thing?
This is a thing. There are women that are a part of the no circumcision world, right? The no circumcision world is about this idea that babies are essentially mutilated at birth in order to fulfill some form of societal contract of what penises are supposed to look like. And we just know that it's difficult to clean.
Yes.
I know, but also we say it's difficult. I know our foreskinned brothers out there. I hear you.
Yeah.
I already hear you slapping your fucking sleeve together. I can hear you doing
it. When you get a moment, you get that Q-tip out of the head of your cock and write an email.
I know it's not that bad. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Defend your foreskin.
Yes.
But also, let's not go out there and beg for it back. Okay, guys, once it's gone, it's gone.
I don't want pics, but how long can a foreskin get?
Oh, I actually think a foreskin can be bigger than your penis.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the idea.
If it's super long, you got to trim it back at least.
People are afraid to lose the foreskin because apparently you lose length and sensitivity. And honestly, I don't need either.
Yeah.
I don't need to be more sensitive.
You've never seen the guys who do the foreskin extensions?
Oh, we've shown them.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's what got us kicked off of Twitch the first time.
Oh, well, we're not on Twitch anymore. We're on Netflix.
Yeah, we can show it now. Dude, show it right here. Show it right here. Yeah. In this area here where I'm waving my hand. No, I've seen it. It's a tugger. They attach it to their knee on the inside of their pants, and also sometimes it'll stay there all day. Oh. The tugger will pull on the skin of their penis the entire day.
Interesting.
Anything but go to therapy.
Yeah. It's like those guys who get a chain that goes straight from the tip of their dick to their ear just so they can wiggle their ear and jerk off. You ever hear about those guys? You ever know about these guys? They're not in the files. I'll tell you that much.
What magazine did you see that in?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I think it's a joke I told when I was like in seventh grade.
It's very possible.
And I'm using it again because I'm out of material.
Why not? You know, why not? We got to come to the end of material eventually. So we have updates and updates.
All right.
So can we hear the song? Hear the song again.
Play my motherfucking music.
It's an island adventure.
Heck yeah, it's Jeffrey time.
The files aren't stopping, so why should we? Over here at Side Stories, we offer the freshest takes on the newest Epstein files every week. And gosh golly, we have fun with it.
That's right. Once you pop, you can't stop.
No, especially if you're, I guess, a person involved in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of them are involved.
Yes, especially because they all say that he didn't do anything.
Oh, it's kind of funny.
They're like, you know that guy that we've been talking about for fucking half a decade?
Years and all of the files and all of the insinuations and all of stuff. Obviously, Kash Patel, no evidence.
Nothing.
One of the biggest updates of this week. So, Before we even update the updates, listen, we're not going to do the entire episode of updates today we did last week. We're not going to do that to you.
We could.
And I want to.
Yeah.
If I could, I'd turn this whole show into the Epstein show. We would never talk about a single other thing until one of these guys, and I just mean the term these guys, is dead.
Yeah.
So until
once the government stops fucking and killing kids,
we'll stop talking about it.
Of our house. I'll fucking get you out of my house.
I don't want to be here.
No, this is like when fucking ESPN had to cover Sandusky.
No, it was just so hard being like, so from this angle, right here, Sandusky positioned his lawn chair. You can get a really good angle on a lot of the front penises of these little boys. Like you could see with the teleprompter and everything.
Sandusky not in the finals.
Wow, I guess. Epstein wasn't a big sports guy.
No.
So Kash Patel, our YouTuber head of the FBI, has come out and said no evidence has been found linking Jeffrey Epstein to any form of a pedophile network. Even though, good work, guys. You'd think that the female body inspectors would be the first ones to know. But we now know, if you read all these emails and you don't think that there's not some, there's no picture of Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, I mean, we know that there is. There is
pictures.
Of him fucking little girls.
Yes, because there's millions of files they refuse to show us.
But there are pictures of Jeffrey Epstein having sex with teenagers in the files. We know this. They're just trying to say there's no pictures of Jeffrey Epstein with an invoice standing next to Bill Clinton with the teenager holding up a newspaper, that headline saying this is the day that I was trafficked, right?
It doesn't exist.
That is what they are saying, that sure, there's no evidence because they're fucking international spies and they're literally multi-billionaires in the secret keeping industry, you fucking morons.
Well, there is evidence, though.
Yeah. Because it's there. They just didn't investigate it. They didn't want to investigate it. So that's one thing. We know Richard Branson. This is another update.
Yeah.
Richard Branson in the emails. The reason why we're constantly going over this is that there's so many emails and there's so much to go over.
We don't want
over.
Anyone to get forgotten or left behind.
No.
I like Richard Branson. We got to make sure that he gets his due.
I miss him. I miss us. Yes. He is, Richard Branson gave kind words to Jeffrey Epstein about things blowing over, obviously, after his 2008 arrest. Same thing with Noam Chomsky. I'm not taking a single fucking word back about Noam Chomsky. I think that Jeffrey Epstein, anything he touches turns to shit.
Yes.
So Richard Branson... Same thing, casually talking about Jeffrey Epstein's harem of girls. Can't wait to see him again. Can't wait to do all the stuff. Again, coddling him, expressing him. We've seen this over and over again. Noam Chomsky, seriously, if you're a child molester and you need a shoulder to cry on, go to the wet, damp shoulder of Noam Chomsky. He will absolutely support you in your time of need.
I hate when a child molester has the last name, Chomp. It's fucking disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting. It's better than being like lickety split. You know, this
Noam
is
my... Lickety Splitsky. Yeah. My name's Noam Lippity Splitskies, and I want to tell you about what you should think. But Ghislaine said that she pled the fifth.
Yeah, Ghislaine is also now pled the fifth. She says she's not talking unless they give her some form of immunity.
They've already moved her to fucking... vacation land.
All I know is it's just nice to see a woman get punished for all of this.
Yes, the only woman.
That is it. That's just
the only
nice
person
to see.
In prison.
Just, yeah, but Ghislaine, she's holding her cards deeply, deeply close to her double D's, and she is holding them tight. She knows. She knows she can't reveal all until she can be free to have her OnlyFans, because she's going to make bank on OnlyFans.
I mean, honestly... Shouldn't prisoners be allowed to have OnlyFans?
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com.
Why not let them make money?
I don't.
God
I mean,
forbid you release them, and then they're broke, and they just only want to commit more crimes.
I can't wait for these
money
emails.
When they're in jail. Let an OnlyFans of I think this is a great idea.
We all do. Everybody does, and I already can hear the agreement in the emails.
You know how many people get fucking wet and hard for prisoners?
I mean,
so many people would subscribe to this.
It's almost bad.
We're leaving people.
It's almost like it's bad for society.
We like making money off of prisoners. That's why, arguably, a lot of them are slavery.
Yes.
And so why not let them make their own money or just take that money? Let them. They're already jerking off.
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. This is where, you take this.
Finally, it's happening. It leads. To bad things.
They all get arrested.
Oh, it has
yes.
happened. Oh.
Yeah, they do get arrested. Yeah. Prisoners in Mexico started new OnlyFans, and it's graphic.
We know it's graphic.
Yeah.
That's why we subscribe.
It better be graphic.
If it wasn't graphic, then what the fuck? No,
you mean
I'm
to tell me?
Disappointed I'd be if it was just like them.
The gay Mexican prisoner OnlyFans I signed up for. Mm. It's a little over the top. guys, what do you fucking think is happening in there?
Do you know that if prisoners were allowed to have OnlyFans, it would be more legal than whatever Jeffrey Epstein did and that the government's hiding?
Oh, yeah, dude. Our president is a convicted rapist.
Die from your grave.
So here we go. We got Brad. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. So
we haven't gotten our emails from Richard Branson's company yet because they're really reaching out to everyone who's talking about it and making sure they email and scare them.
Please do. Please email us at sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com. If you want to intimidate us, please email us. That'd be great for the show.
Absolutely.
So we have Congress is now looking at unredacted files to the point where I believe it was a Republican senator.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot who it was that came out and basically said, the shit I saw, I'm going to tell the whole world unless someone tells them ahead of time. I'm just going to tell people. We also know that the news has traveled so far that even CBS covered the fact that we're pretty fucking certain a chunk of orange jumpsuit is seen entering into Epstein's jail cell.
Really?
Buddy.
Well, I mean, there's three missing minutes.
It's on the major news now. Like, now it's there. It is past conspiracy theory thought.
And CBS is bought and sold.
Yeah, and they're on the president's side. And they're literally having to report because it's that real. It is happening. It's all of these things are falling apart.
Man.
I do want to issue a correction.
Okay, please.
Because I fucked up. So last week I was trying to talk about Jeffrey Epstein's connection to 4chan. So a lot of hay was made about the idea that Jeffrey Epstein met with Moot, Christopher Poole, mm-hmm. who ran 4chan, right around the same time period that 4chan re-put up their poll bulletin board.
Okay.
Which is where Q would come out of, all of the racist memes that would fuel the grassroots campaign behind the Trump campaign, all of this stuff. And I put a lot on Frederick Brennan, who was the... I described him as he looked like a potato.
Yes.
And that he was a little man, right? And everyone got, people, some got mad at me, right? Because I understand he has since, he was not QAnon. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I was misremembered that documentary on HBO. I had misremembered. I wasn't prepared to talk about him. Frederick Brennan is, he did help run 4chan and 8kun and all these things. He sold his stake in it in order to get away from all of this.
Oh, so he's a good guy.
He's a fine guy. I was deeply brutal on him. He's fine. I'm still not going to say he's great, but I'm going to say he's fine because now he is pushing back hardcore against radicalization on the internet. He's working really hard in trying to push
it.
He did not start Q. He was just a part of the original
4chan.
He was a part of the original scene of this world of the truly internet, the truly...
When Rotten.com got kicked off, he stepped in.
There was stuff like that. But I actually got a really comprehensive email from somebody that is actively interested in 4chan.
Okay.
So I feel like a lot of people, which I understand, they're hesitant to think about any of these things in a neutral way.
Yeah.
I get it. I get why you're going to say...
I don't like 4chan. It's hard for me to understand that there's any good in it.
I totally personally. Get it. I totally get it because it's hard to wrap our heads around. But this is a more humanistic approach to the history of 4chan to sort of understand, right? Like, so there are people I know that were part of the original boards. I know that the story that is told by the media, on one hand, is a way to try to destroy any form of independent journalism on the internet, right? There's one way of saying it's all for racists, it's all for blood. There's a way to blanket coat a thing.
Do we consider 4chan journalism?
No, I'm just saying the idea of independent voices talking makes the media that has created a very careful kind of corporate way of delivering the news makes them very nervous and they don't like it, right?
Yeah.
So they, for a long time, even till now, the internet was viewed as a fad. All of this, you guys don't even understand. Like, part of the way to kind of unpack it is that even within show business, our world is under the title of new media.
Okay.
The internet has been making content for over 20 years.
Oh, way over that.
It's not new media. This is how traditional systems view these systems.
Last podcast on the left is over a decade old.
It's 15 years old.
That can't be considered new media.
Exactly. But it's technically new media. So this is how the old media portrays us, because they don't want us to be involved in the media. They don't want us in these areas.
But we're not. We're entertainment.
I'm just saying, Eddie.
I'm just talking.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I was saying they don't like uncontrolled speech.
I don't like them.
So none of us, we hate them. So I'm just saying the history of these things are slightly more complicated than the way the television is going to tell you. So this was an interesting run at this. I've been an active 4chan user since 2008. I can confidently say the relaunch of Poll was a coincidence. The previous iteration, New, got deleted for turning into Stormfront. As a consequence, the displaced users of New were being incredibly annoying, lowering the quality of the overall site, irritating the mod team. During the time Epstein would have met with Moot, he basically already abandoned us, and the lead moderator, Grape Ape, took over most of the operations. We had this basically verified thanks to the Soyjack Party hack last year. Moot at the time was basically focused on Canvas, a side project most people forgot about, and this would have been what he was doing during 2011. His interest in 4chan was waning because he was 23 at the time and had been running the site since he was 15. In charge of 4chan's community, the stories about how he kept 4chan running were insane. Grape Ape, formerly known as Rape Ape, is a fun figure in many ways, but at this time you only knew about him and his role if you spent a ton of time on in the In Real Life channel for 4chan. Either way, he had very little operations, little interest in the operations that we actually know, thanks to the aforementioned hack. They now know this, that the claims of being a, quote, great hacker applied to Moot are also overstated. The Shardy hack only happened because of outdated architecture from when Moot was still in charge and was a semi-known vulnerability at the time. Grape Ape, from what users on 4chan know about him, is a militant neo-Nazi, but still allows leftist speech and thought because of his viewpoints on free speech, the police still, like, the idea of opening it all up, they thought that Pol was a what they called a containment board, a place to put all the bad guys that were operating inside of 4chan. And so that's kind of how it always worked and never stayed there, and it would leak all around. So it was just more that Epstein meeting with Moot probably did not change 4chan, but it shows what Epstein was thinking about at the time.
Yes.
So it is not that he created Pol and that he did these things on 4chan in order to harness the power of the internet in order to change people's view of people on the internet. Because what we talked about last week.
Yes, that Epstein created Pizzagate.
He created a world. He got really interested in image management on the internet.
Okay.
After his 2008 arrest.
So now we're saying he didn't create Pizzagate.
No, we're saying that he joined in on the guys making fun of Pizzagate. We don't know if he created Pizzagate or not.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the Pol creation on 4chan and his meeting with Moot seems to just sort of be a coincidental timing. And it's more just showing that Epstein was really, really interested in harnessing the power of the internet and recreating your image.
Okay.
And so that was kind of the thing. It's a little bit more complicated.
Seems like a technicality, but he was talking about pizzas when he was trafficking children.
We know that some of it's code, some of it's pizza.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Have you seen the beef jerky stuff?
Oh, I know. No, I know. It's
I
weird.
I haven't. What's this?
Maybe it's cannibalism stuff going on where they're talking about thing. Beef jerky. And
it's so crazy that I can't put anything past it anymore.
Oh,
now,
no.
Now they're like, I'm talking to someone about it, and they're like, is it true that they were sucking the blood out of babies? And then I have to say, I don't think that's true, but I no longer can say that for sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's the craziest shit that's happening.
The pictures of Prince Andrew, on the hovering over the child. Well, I was talking about this last week. Them with the American flag tablecloth with their feet on it, and them all partying, all fucking gassed out, and their fucking pupils all black and shit. These guys are having way too much fun. I am fucking sick of billionaires having fun.
Yeah. There's also some crazy ass people that have been in trouble this week that I feel like we should at least bring up that are in the Epstein files. David McKillips had to resign as the head of Chuck E. Cheese.
He actually, these are some people still have shame. There's also, you know who's hardcore coming after the Epstein people?
Who?
Poland.
Okay.
Poland is hardcore coming after, they're doing all of this research going into basically just, Poland is willing to say that Epstein was a Russian spy.
Thank you, Poland.
I guess.
Yeah.
So they're coming
it
out.
It just sucks that it's like, Poland.
Yeah, well, you know, they're
close. I immediately
close.
Think they're wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, of course. It's
Were
funny.
Were they in charge of Pol?
Oh, God, no. That's how I knew. It's going to be broken all the time.
All right, here's someone that I learned about this week that I didn't know existed. Leon Black. He owns Life Touch, which Life Touch is basically the company that takes every photograph of students.
Yes.
And they log all the pictures. They make all the yearbook photos. And even if your kid doesn't want to be in the yearbook, they still take their photo and log them.
Yes.
So basically, Epstein was in touch with Leon Black, who had possession of every photograph of every American child.
Yeah, so that's fine, yeah. He used to have those.
Yeah, and he helped him deal with his accusations. He helped him with all that stuff. Another person I learned about this week is Jack Horner.
See, this is fascinating. This connected to this story that came out about RFK Jr. taking Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine hunting for dinosaur bones.
Yes.
So this was like one of those
in the day.
You see this headline and you're just like, okay. It's just another one of these baffling ones where, like, yeah, of course they went searching for dinosaur bones. And he's like, hey, you want to see a raptor? You want to see a raptor bone? And he just like pulls his fucking penis out of his fucking fly, you know? But So explain, Eddie, how'd we get here?
So Jack Horner is, he's basically Sam Neill from Jurassic Park.
Yes.
He was an advisor on the Jurassic Park films. He got in trouble because he was let go by the museum that he worked for because he got married to a 19-year-old student who had a boyfriend.
Guys, I'm so fucking sick of
Jack
all
Horner
of you.
Was 70
I am
at the time.
So sick. 70. I'm sick and tired of you. Okay? He's a scientist. He is the guy that discovered that dinosaurs are birds.
Yes.
Like, this is the guy. This is that guy. Yes. He's the one that did all of the, he's the why we think like that. This is a scientist who spent his whole day thinking about dinosaurs. Is it just because he wanted to date a woman that had a favorite dinosaur?
Yeah.
Is it because that it's just like the idea of a 70-year-old and a 19-year-old? I know she's, she's 40, legal technically.
Yes, she's legal. That means that he was 51 when she was born. I'm 44. So that means that I would wait 7 years from now for someone to be born to later marry them when I'm 70.
But think about how you could
crazy.
Think about how you could really build that out, though.
Yes.
And how nice that would be to kind of know I got my wife at factory clear, right? Very top. Fill her with all my references.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you don't have to worry about that, especially if she's a Jurassic Park fan. They keep cranking out those movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, no. They keep cranking those out. No. So I think he's going to be fine.
So here we go. This is the year. This is the same year of his interactions with Jeffrey Epstein began in 2012 when he started stripping this 19-year-old undergraduate student. The school museum, they widely asked him to leave. Lots of people were happy that he did. Right, he's just out here. He's in the bone community. He's out here. But one of the most interesting things that it seems that he has been doing over the last year is he's been trying to grow chickens with dinosaur tails.
Yes.
And guess who funded it? Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
Jeffrey Epstein was his longtime friend. They gave him some money. And it seems that this is another example of a fucking old pervert emailing some other pervert to be like, how me get puss puss.
Yeah, it's like, can
the man,
you make-
an accredited professor that is famous, a famous accredited professor.
Very, been represented in multiple films.
Has to email this fucking loser. Listen to Jeffrey Epstein talk. Again, I want to remind you, listen to him talk. And he'll be like, it's absolutely wonderful what you do. It's absolutely fantastic. Just one of the really wonderful things that I've learned. So many things. You're calling this fucking guy to literally be like, me want new young tight puss puss. How me get? Me yes. Only know pterodactyl.
Yes. How can you grow me an old person that looks like a child?
Here we go. So he visited his time. He went to the, we know that old Jack Horney went to the New Mexico ranch because the New Mexico ranch is where they went searching for dinosaur bones. And Jack Horner is the one that taught RFK Jr. how to look for dinosaur bones.
With Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
So RFK Jr. obviously doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, he's just works out wandering in jeans. The desert. He's the guy who we got looking for dinosaur bones. We think he's the expert. No!
No! The only dinosaur bone he can find is his own penis inside of Cheryl Hines.
Yes.
And what a lucky lady to be
God.
His vessel.
Every day she wakes up and she's like, what a great decision I made.
Every day she drinks from his river. She gets on her knees and I pour my river down into your chalice.
Say every fucking me
out of my river.
These fucking unbelievable losers.
Oh my God.
We need to restart the government.
Oh, honestly?
10 years ago.
I don't care who's good. Just end it and restart.
None of them are good.
It doesn't matter.
Not a single one of them are good.
Even if I like you, I hate you.
If you know a single secret thing about the Epstein files and you are not talking into a microphone right now, you can go fuck yourself.
How about that?
Yeah. How about that? If you're hiding information about people that are currently in the government, namely the people that were redacted out of a 2005 sexual assault claim against Jeffrey Epstein, a list of co-defendants that were all blacked out. Oh, what, why are they being, who are they being redacted to protect? And then the other shit is there is a literal email that all, after all of this talk about how there is no list and there's nobody prosecute, there is an email that lists the six guys.
These are the ones we should go after.
These are the guys. And guess who's the top spot? Our fucking president. And guess who's the second top spot? His best friend over in fucking Saudi Arabia. And guess who's in the third spot? The fucking Andrew, formerly known as Prince. And then we got three others. And I'm going to get, we're going to see Howard. I'm going to see Howard Lustig on there.
Howard Lustig, okay.
We're going to see Howard Lustig on there. I think
these
we're going to see Lex.
These are guesses.
Les Wexner.
Yes. Is, I mean, probably in there.
Oh, who knows? Of course.
Well, he's his old friend.
He had a lot of friends.
He had a lot of friends. What do we think about Netanyahu? That'd be a fun one.
Big net. You know, I do find a fun. How did he keep up with friends so well?
I mean, it's so hard. I have like a pledge that I call someone every week.
Yeah.
That's a big lift for me to it call is. One person.
How does he? He's a great friend. You'd say anything you want about Jeffrey Epstein.
He keeps in touch. He's asking questions. He
asking
wants to know
you
everything about you.
Everything about you.
Yeah.
I've never had a friend be so interested in all of the intricate details of my money and my life.
Imagine your kids taking their middle school photographs and then Epstein being like, hey, great photo of your kid.
Yeah, he just randomly. He had this. So who is this guy who's he's exposing? Who is he exposing on this? Representative Ro Khanna?
Yeah. He exposed, these are the names right here.
Yep, Lex Wexner. Ha ha, I called it.
Yes.
And Sultan Ahmed bin Salim. Yes.
Great.
Of course.
Go get him.
We're the Americans.
Now, all right, can we talk about a little bit of conspiracy, that stuff that I don't think is true, but
Salvatore
Nuara,
Zorab Mikhaldetsky, Leonik Leonov, Nicola Caputo.
Yeah, well,
we're gonna have to look these.
I
up.
Don't know anything about this right now.
No,
so
we don't.
Just
brand
listing
new news.
Names that
just
I
came
can't.
In.
Brand new news. This just came out like
this
right now.
Just came in. Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Good. Keep coming. Keep it coming.
All right.
Keep it pouring.
We'll look it up. We'll get back to it. Please email us sidestories@lpotl.gmail.com. Is Jeffrey Epstein alive? That's what I keep seeing.
There's that new that picture of him with that beautiful hair.
Yes, the beautiful hair.
I think it's fake.
They're saying he's walking around Tel Aviv. How about the picture of his dead body with the tattoo?
I think
and
that
then
it's
without
fake.
The tattoo.
I think that the pictures of him on the operating table are fake because there's a picture with none of his tattoos on his left side.
Okay, so you think the picture itself is fake and that it's like...
I think that the tattoo picture is fake.
Okay, cool. All right,
That is my personal belief. I don't think Jeffrey Epstein is still alive.
I don't think he is either.
I think he's dead.
Yeah.
Personally, I think he's dead.
I think he's dead. I don't think there's any reason to keep him alive.
People do want you to react to this picture.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. Yeah, he's got. There's a guy who looks similar to Epstein, long hair, walking around Tel Aviv with security. We don't know who the guy is.
Can I say what was probably an extremely inappropriate thing? I don't think he has that unique of a face in Tel Aviv. I don't think he has that unique of a face in these communities. And I think that Jeffrey Epstein is not... different enough looking.
But who's the guy then?
Anybody.
The nostril does match up very closely.
Yes! It does.
There are certain things that match up really closely, but I don't know. With AI, who the fuck knows?
Who
now,
knows
now? You know?
I think that with Jeffrey Epstein, I think they killed him dead, or they allowed himself to kill himself dead.
What the crazy thing is that after these last set of emails, everything is not off the table.
Yeah, of course.
Everything is like in play now.
But now we're going to wrap up the segment, I promise. We just said we weren't going to talk about the entire episode. We've almost done this the entire episode again. And we're going to wrap this up again by remembering they have stripped all context from these files. There is very little to fully discern just from the files alone.
Yes.
It is not concrete evidence that someone's name is in these files. Just because they are in there does not mean they are necessarily guilty of crimes. It's just use your fucking head. Again, when you're reading stuff, imagine, try to put a human body in the facts. When you walk around in that person's shoes. Try to corroborate what you can when you can. And if not, just be like, that's interesting. Bank it and wait for something else to pop up. Because so far it really has been. That's kind of the stuff that's really the craziest part about all of this is that things are starting to connect.
Yes. Just don't stop talking about it. If the president tweets something racist, unfortunately, it's not out of the norm. Keep focusing on the Epstein files.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, he's racist? No fucking way. All right, we got it. All right, let's get to news.
All right, news. My favorite story of the week. We had the, you know, Super Bowl was this weekend.
It was.
A lot of people love the Bad Bunny. You know, Green Day performed.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Apparently, the Seahawks won. I didn't know until late in the day. I was very proud of myself.
I only watched the halftime show.
Yes, 2 years in a row. But. That being said, there was an alternate halftime show. A lot of people think that we're talking about Kid Rock. Not talking about Kid Rock.
Never.
We're talking about the Puppy Bowl.
Now, the Puppy Bowl every year, normally that happens. It's for charity, right? The idea. Or it's also to adopt these dogs.
Yes.
And so I guess this year, one of the Valiant winners, which is truly one of the most inspirational stories in the country, and everyone was so happy to see, Tegan, that I believe was, it was obviously some, it is a corgi mix of some type, really small.
Sheltie corgi
mix in a wheelchair. And if you looked at the video in the Puppy Bowl.
It's mostly Sheltie. I don't think it's corgi.
It won the Puppy Bowl, but I feel like a lot of the dogs might have had something kind of let it win in a way.
Yes, it was. Tegan was a member of Team Fluff. The reason we're talking about Tegan is the Puppy Bowl was 2 days ago, and Tegan's no longer with us.
So these fucking pieces of shit.
Yes.
Did what has happened to me
constantly.
On personal
As
basis.
You wear a t-shirt with your favorite crippled dog.
I wore Luffy today
Luffy
to be
alive?
More positive.
Is Luffy alive?
I mean, it's Dubai. You can never literally, you can't trust any words coming out of there. But Luffy is why I wore Luffy today to represent Tegan. So what they did was that they filmed the Puppy Bowl 4 months ago.
Which blows my mind that the Puppy Bowl's not live. I don't know why I care, but I'm pissed off.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, why? Why is it not live?
You have one job.
Yeah.
It's
you can't fucking
thing.
Film puppies for a half an hour?
You literally, it can't be live.
And what are you talking about?
So either way, beside it, just that. That's
the
one
Bowl's
thing.
The fucking pre-recorded.
For what? To cover up lip syncing? Right? Yeah, for what?
Yes.
What is it going to do? For a delay in case one of the dogs starts raping one of the other ones, I guess?
Even
right?
though it's pre-recorded, if a dog dies, they don't film another one.
So what happens, was that someone reached out to do a commercial with Tegan, the wheelchair-bound puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Doug Flutie of Wheelchair Bound Dogs.
Never won a Super Bowl.
Can't. Wow, yeah, not even. The Michael Vick.
Doug Flutie, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Michael Vick.
Yes.
Of Wheelchair Bound Dogs.
Yeah, because he killed all the other guys.
Yeah, he knew he was a competitor. He was a real competitor. They said we want them to be part of this commercial for other wheelchairs, for dog wheelchairs.
The pet wheelchair maker K9 Carts reached out to ask if this dog Tegan could be in the Puppy Bowl so they could promo their wheelchairs for dogs, which I think is great.
And
I think it's
great
wonderful
idea.
That we promo wheelchairs for dogs because dogs deserve wheelchairs. They deserve an extra chance at life.
It's the cutest thing in the world.
Maybe this dog shouldn't have been participating in the Puppy Bowl, considering it died shortly afterwards.
So right after the Puppy Bowl, Tegan fucking dies. They then proceed to show us, America, a dead fucking dog.
That's right.
That's what we did. We all participated in truly one of the more, besides mass shootings, political insurrections, I think truly one of the biggest tragedies of the social media age is this phenomenon.
Do you know that every contestant in the first Puppy Bowl is dead? How about that? You think about that? Where are they now? They're in the ground. They're a bunch of dust. Every Puppy Bowl contest 2005.
I can't watch this, Rob.
If any of these dogs are still alive.
I can't watch this, Rob.
Yeah,
it is the saddest thing on the face. Yeah, we all
love
her.
Oh, we all love her.
And we wanted to adopt her.
Yes.
No,
I'm
grip your dogs.
This dog didn't die at my house.
I have no idea why.
We only kill old dogs at my house.
Why in the living fuck you wouldn't reshoot this?
Was it named after Chrissy Teigen?
Oh, not that bitch. No, it can't be. Oh, my God. I just am so upset. We yeah. all, because it's just also the way they're like, yeah, she died.
Yeah, she died. Why is it not live?
Yeah, she died. It's easy. I guess it's just because it's like, if she died today, they would be, it would be worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, the
I'm not reading this. This is literally the saddest thing I've ever seen.
All right.
Oh, get this off of here.
I took her home and set everything up for her. She could continue getting her fluids and oxygen. The rescue center works. I checked on her every day for 2 hours to change her position and flush the catheter. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I started to get tail wags when I talked to her. Oh, yeah. No, this is good. This person's a fucking saint.
Yeah.
I checked on her during every 2 hours. After the last check, I could see that she was tired. Not long after that, she took her last breath. That's poor puppy.
Jesus fucking
Christ. It's a poor puppy. But, like, I mean, come on. Like, this dog. I mean, we hate child stars.
I know.
This, the puppy bowl, do I now hate the puppy bowl?
Well,
is what happened?
We need to change this. We can talk to
you about
this.
You know there's a dog bowl?
Well, you know that the Westminster dog show has now added, like, an athletics portion?
Oh, great.
I think we're going to go harder into the Westminster dog show.
I'd rather watch that than the goddamn Super Bowl.
I think that we should go harder into that. I mean, there's just as much corruption, inbreeding, and rape as in any other trafficking world in the dog breeding community.
Oh, absolutely.
But
no. It's
cuter results.
It is cuter results.
Champ. Champ shouldn't be judged.
Yeah, champ, you're champ, okay.
Champ,
you'll
be judged.
You would kill all the other dogs.
I hope you'd kill them.
Yeah, we love Champ. Champ could have been in the puppy bowl.
That could have been cute.
Not next year. Next year he's got to enter the dog bowl.
Yeah, honestly, that'd be awesome.
Bowl has senior dogs in it.
That's really cute. I'd love to see that.
I'd actually adopt that.
I'd love that.
Yes, adopt senior dogs.
Live from your grave.
Now, in some happier news, in one of the most metal articles I've ever read in my life.
Okay.
An Olive Garden cook was rushed to a hospital.
Happier news?
Yes.
Okay.
After this man cooking at Olive Garden, he was so sad, I think, that someone actually reached the end of a never-ending pasta bowl. And he was so sad, and he thought, he's like, I could have make everybody so full.
Yeah, we know how they're all Italian.
Yo, you know, Italy, they're straight from Italy. In Olive Garden, they're straight from Italy. And he was just like, oh, I got mad at too much soup. I need to do something. Oh, I waste all the minestrone. He was super sad about something.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to take matters into his own face. By what the authorities are describing a suicide attempt by sticking his head in the fryer.
Yeah, you really
he died of his wounds.
I don't think he died.
No, he died.
Oh, really? Because the article I'm reading says he's alive.
Oh, that is rough. So he's gonna have tortellini face for the rest of his life?
Yeah,
he's gonna be like, what's his name from Preacher?
From what I understand, is the man lived.
Oh, I wanna be an arancini. Oh, let me be an arancini.
All right, the cook did kill himself. Okay.
Yeah, you think he died? Yes. I think he fucking died.
Honestly, because
they're not releasing the name as they shouldn't be. And I'm happy they aren't because, like, he should be shamed for trying to commit suicide.
Why are they calling it a suicide attempt?
Because he went.
If he died.
He apparently.
It's not an attempt, it's suicide.
So what he did.
I'm sorry for semantics here.
I think it's because he died after the fact.
I think it can still be an attempt. Even if it can be a successful attempt.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think that, so according, they know it was suicide because multiple staff members called screaming for help to 911 mm-hmm. and saying a chef got super agitated, ripped off his clothes. And again, I think it was because he's like, I used this chicken parmesan and I thought that Italy is the most beautiful one I ever
no
made.
No way he was speaking anything with Spanish.
And then he reached over, he dropped some ravioli and he went, oh, and he farted on the tour to Italy. He's like, oh no, I farted on the tour to Italy.
Can't do that.
No, he was so ashamed that he ripped off his clothes. And they said that then they were screaming. 911 calls, all they heard was screaming. He just shoved his head into the fryer.
Yeah.
Which is just fucking, it reminds me of the Mr. Show sketch. You remember that? Do it again. Head first this time. Do it again. You remember that?
No, I don't.
It's a heavy metal. It's like the guy that said,
It's sketches about David Cross plays a super fan of a heavy metal band in a hospital bed.
Oh, I remember this. He's just a head.
Yes.
And the rest of them's all burnt. And, yes. Yeah, and it's just kicking around. I do remember that. That was very cute. That was oddly cute.
It's very funny sketch. Yes. But it's just...
As a cook, this is the worst way to go.
Yes.
But... I am surprised that he did die, because I feel like this would just be something that would, you know, you put your head in and then your body would just rip it out.
I think that you immediately get such systemic.
You would have to swallow it.
I think that it goes up your nose. I think that it goes up inside of your sinus cavities. I think it burns you in a truly horrific way.
Fryers are crazy, man. We used to always, when I was an old cook, we used to, like, when someone wasn't paying attention, you throw some ice in there so it explodes on them and they get burned, which is a fun little game that a lot of cooks to play.
He did pass.
Okay, he did pass.
But yeah, he did. Yeah, that is just rough. I'm not going to read his name, but it's in Pennsylvania, which is also a sad way to die at an Olive Garden.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think it was still? Do you think they finished the day, or do you think they closed the restaurant?
Apparently, they did close for the day.
Okay,
and they opened up the next day.
Yeah, you know.
See, that's they took a pause, and the guys they were like, "Hey, listen," because you know the boss came down. He was like, "Everybody, come around. We know you're just like my mama made when my mama died." It was one of the craziest things I had ever seen. And my mama, she fed a breast of force into a mozzarella machine. Mary twisted the breast around, twist and turn the breast, make them into a mozzarella machine. We all sat there. We cry. But we know we cannot close a restaurant. People are making a lunch. Nobody cared that your mama breast turned into antipas.
Yeah, when my mama die, I keep the restaurant open. And when this guy die, I know we are all a family.
Family.
But sometimes family commits suicide.
Yeah, but come here, family commits suicide. Right? And so they did, I think...
Restaurant was closed for several days after the incident. But it has since reopened.
Yeah, it's reopened. Because, you know, you got to clean out that oil vat.
You definitely got to clean it out. But that only takes a day.
Are you going there?
Am I going there?
Are you
going
to go...
If I know that they got a new fryer... I think you
do not think that the entire system needs to be pulled out.
Yes, yeah. I do.
You can't just have human.
You could cook human flesh. All right. You could clean it and you could reuse it. Yes. And nothing would happen to any of us.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes.
No.
Right?
I am sure.
Well, you have your food handler's license.
Yeah, you boil it. I mean, there's lots of shit goes into fryers and they get cleaned. There's
even like human flesh.
There is. I think that it is not ideal, but I think
it's not ideal.
I think that the chemicals that clean the fryer do a good enough job where you would not know if someone cooked their head in a fryer after you clean it.
But I know from the news.
That's what I believe.
I know from the news and I know from the Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me from then on? Because talking about putting the Yelp in Yelp, this is literally what it's for. Don't go here. Chefs commit suicide here.
Yeah, well, I mean,
also using the word chef.
It's not a chef.
It's real liberal.
He's a cook. Yeah, he's a cook. He's a cook. He's not a chef. There's no
I'm actually
chef
even surprised they have a fryer.
Well, they got to fry the raviolis, you know.
I'm surprised. I thought it would all be pre-done.
Chicken parm, you know, all that's got a crust. Even if it's like pre-made, you drop the chicken cutlet in the
fryer. I thought it all kind of went in like the Starbucks style convention oven.
I bet they have French fries.
God, that's sad.
I bet they have French fries.
Guys, can I also say this?
And I
mean this, and I'm really not saying this in a snobby way. We got to end Olive Garden.
Wait, really? Why does it still exist?
It is by far
it's
the worst.
It's fast food Italian.
It is the worst.
Take a moment.
I'm going to say this.
It's a great place to drink underage. I used to drink underage there all the time.
In a very Florida way. I've been to Florida. In Florida.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it this way. I've been to Olive Garden for both a wedding reception and a funeral.
Yeah.
It makes me feel the same way.
You know, the thing about Olive Garden is I don't want to shame you if you go to Olive Garden.
No.
But the fact that
there are better things to get that are the same level of Olive Garden you can get.
There is an Olive Garden in Times Square that is extremely popular, and nothing has made me more mad about anything.
Like, you could go
you
get
can go to, and the heart of Italian food is in New York City.
But it's also not in Times Square.
There is some. There is good Italian food in Times Square.
We went to that really good place.
Restaurant Row.
We went in Restaurant Row, but you have to carefully choose which one
in
Restaurant.
It's New York City!
But some of them are better than others.
I bet there's 25 options within a mile of Olive Garden that are better than Olive Garden.
They are all, they
in
are
Times
all,
Square.
Literally all better than Olive Garden.
Yes.
It is, all made, it is literally made out of cat meat.
Well, if you or someone you know is considering suicide, contact 988-SUICIDE. And Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988. Text 988 to the Crisis text line 741741 or go to 988.
And they're not going
to
tell you how to do it. Right? They don't tell you how to do it.
No, I don't think so.
Great.
I think they, you know, I don't know. Call.
Okay, so this is this story I want to cover really quick because this is the scariest thing I've read.
All right.
So this is this week and literally outside of the Epstein stuff because there's really nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
So this is some of the...
And it's done.
And it's done. It's kind of already happened. So this is some of the... this is really scaring the fucking shit out of me. And why I don't do Airbnbs anymore. So several people who stayed in an Airbnb in Las Vegas fell seriously ill.
Deathly ill.
After a tip led FBI and police to uncover an illegal bio lab in the home's garage. So this was run by a guy named Ori Solomon, who is an Israel? He is from Israel. He mm-hmm. is an Israeli citizen who also happens to be able to be a super of several. He's not here on a work visa.
No.
But he happens to be able to run all of these establishments where he is the super. He runs these Airbnbs.
In Vegas. I didn't even know Vegas had Airbnbs.
I mean, it's rough. Summerlin, you yeah. can get out there. I like it out there. But Ori, he is the only way to really describe Ori Solomon is that he looks like a villain from that, what was that, Halle Berry, Hugh Jackman movie?
Oh.
He looks yes. like he's from the film Swordfish.
He's got that, yeah, Russell
he's got
Crow,
bleach
gladiator,
blonde hair, weird, yeah, style. Weird six-year-old man with bleach blonde hair. Very frightening.
Yeah.
He was, all these people
another
were,
one with a nice mouth. We're getting a lot of nice mouth people here.
You might have gotten to some objections. Honestly, yeah. He was working with another guy named David Herr. That is a pseudonym for a guy that it's like his English name. I can't really pronounce his Chinese name. He's a Chinese national
okay.
who has been connected to the Communist Party of China that was also arrested in California for another bio lab that was shut down in early January. So this has all been kind of coming on. I guess it was like a couple of years ago.
What is the point of having your own private bio lab?
It seems that whoever is doing this, for whatever reason that they're doing this, he's saying it's not his, but it was just in his garage, is that they are hosting COVID-19 samples, HIV, norovirus, Ebola,
Da Nang fever,
like literally,
malaria.
They are hosting a bunch of viruses. They are literally just holding on to a bunch of viruses for research.
There's also 1,000 mice there. I will say, at the bare minimum, the Airbnb shouldn't have 1,000 mice.
My
at
main
the bare minimum
thing yeah. is like
many dead crickets.
I'm so over it. I'm so over it. Every Airbnb has a locker room.
Do you think you had to take the sheets off before you
left? Oh, yeah. You know you have to scrub the tiles and you have to fucking...
Leave it there. We're looking for more bio, please.
You're literally going to pick up his kids from school. You
please
know these Airbnbs
the
are.
Behind.
I am just... This idea of going to one of the... I am so sick of it. Every time... They always have some locked room. They always have a locked room.
Yeah.
And it's deeply frightening.
I said entire house. I want access to the
whole
house.
Thing. It's 13 cameras. That's all I think of is the movie 13 cameras. When you have just a room I can't enter.
What's 13 cameras? Is that Sliver?
It's a basic, no, I wish. That's a sexy movie. This is about a movie. It's like a weird fucking guy that has a house where he spies on women.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's great. It's so disturbing, I literally can't show Natalie.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Because Natalie will never stay in a hotel ever again.
More charges are against Solomon are likely. It is unclear Tuesday.
He's been released,
property...
though.
Yes.
He's released, so they don't know. But they made him promise not to go anywhere.
Yes. Well, they
you
took
know
his
how...
passport from him.
Oh, wow. Because these guys are just top tier. We just have some of the best guys on this right now, especially for Israeli citizens. Oh, they are on it. They got this guy clamped down. There is no way this guy is doing anything. Even though also it's weirdly connected to another Chinese spy being arrested in Riverside.
Really?
Very strange. Very interesting activity flying around.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Well, you know, what's good about this is what's happening now that it's easier to check on everybody. Now that Big Brother is in and watching us all the time, it's kind of easier to catch people doing biolabs.
I know, but also fucking
especially
stop
when they're renting it out to people.
Just stop there. Yeah, they put it on Airbnb.
Yeah.
It's not even like a private service from some millionaire.
It was just the fridge was filled with weird vials.
And I just...
And people got sick.
I'm just done. Yeah. I'm done. I'm not going on vacation anymore. I hate vacation.
You love vacation.
No, I like not working.
Yes.
I hate going places.
It is true. You don't like actually, you know, it's hard to get you out of the house. I'm thinking about it.
I go out more, but it's like if I'm in LA, I'll go out.
Yeah.
It's just I'm done. I hate going places.
Yeah, like when the fires came, I was like, hey, I'm going to Oceanside. I'm going to go chill by the beach. And you're like, I'm going to burn inside my house.
Yeah, I mean, that's just because I'm not leaving that house.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm staying in the
I don't
house.
Care about anything that much.
It was because you're a renter.
Yeah.
Once you buy a house, I became a boomer during that very small window. I became one. I felt it. I was like, I'll stand out here with a fucking hose. But no, Natalie would have made me evacuate.
Well, Airbnb hasn't really...
They haven't commented? I wonder why.
They haven't commented.
Another thing I do want to bring up is...
Scare B&B. Come on. What are we doing?
Honestly, I'm never going again. Never going in one ever fucking again. This one is a big one. Serial pooper.
Oh, yeah.
Caught. What I love about this story is the fact...
Serial defecator. Oh,
you're
okay.
You're right. Now, this is in Madison, Wisconsin. Apparently... We've now seen this a couple of times.
I was just in Madison. I didn't see any shit on the ground.
It's because normally they keep it in their little white butts. But this woman put it out there. I love that it's a woman, by the way. So this was a common trail, right? They were going, it was the Stoughton Police Department mm-hmm. had received reports from this. I guess they had found human feces and used toilet paper in a park.
Yeah.
If someone had been shitting in the same place, wiping themselves, bringing toilet paper to wipe.
That's the thing. If you didn't leave the toilet paper, they probably wouldn't have got caught.
The toilet paper is what makes you a fucking weirdo in this scenario, as far as I'm concerned.
You should walk out of there with a shitty ass. If you're going to shit in public, you should take the punishment of having a shitty ass.
Did you hear the story? I believe we might have covered this one right before you joined the show.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was a high school sports coach that was also caught doing this same exact thing where they found loose stool on a track every morning.
Yes.
And eventually the coach had to come out and say, I've been having stomach issues. This has become a thing I do.
But why not use the bathroom?
Because he's a fucking disgusting bastard. Right? So this lady... It seems to be of the same. So there were so many poo-poo, right? He said it was the superintendent. He was shitting on the school's football field.
Wow. You have to really go out of your way to be the superintendent to go to a random high school field and shit on it.
I forgot he was like the boss of bosses.
I guess
you just feel really fucking confident.
Man, that's power.
It is.
That's true power.
That's what
that
I do.
That makes me want to be a superintendent.
I'm going to shit in our parking lot.
Yeah, he's more of a poo-poo.
That is hilarious.
His mugshot, he is serious.
Yes.
But this lady, they're not releasing the information about the Madison, Wisconsin serial shitter. I guess because they've decided to, because they're just giving her a ticket for indecent conduct. The reason why we're even talking about this is that there were so many reports about this dookie being on this trail that the fucking cops put out a drone
mm-hmm.
like she was Osama bin Laden.
They got her with an infrared camera.
They were caught her.
Yeah, literally
see her in a thermal suit. Like, literally, I'm not joking. It's like SEAL Team 6 came looking for her, and she's got her hands up.
Sorry.
She just looks like she's been, like she's O.J. Simpson. Like she's been caught after a long manhunt. But they just gave her a ticket for indecent conduct.
I mean, she must really wanted to do it. This is Madison, Wisconsin.
It's cold.
February. Isn't July.
Do you think there's something to do with her smelly poops?
Well, maybe she really wants to look at it, because sometimes when you poop in the toilet, you can't always see it if it gets a little cloudy, you know? And so, like, if it gets a little cloudy or you put some toilet paper on it, you can't really see your poop. So maybe she wanted to go poop in the snow, have a nice white canvas, and then she could really check out what she was putting out there.
If you can't see your poop ever, if you're always shitting fine mist, that's a problem in and of itself.
I mean, I'd say I can't see 1 out of 10 poops.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
It's, yeah,
but every time I can't see it, I'm sad. I know that much.
Well, it's how I know if I'm sick or not.
Well, yeah.
It's how I know if I'm happy or not.
Honestly, a controversial statement?
Please.
I like diarrhea. It doesn't bother me. Everyone's like, oh, I got diarrhea, it's bad. And I'm like, oh, good for you.
It's because you live in a developed country and you have access to water.
That's true. I know I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's for us. Mm-hmm. It's time off.
Exactly.
When I have diarrhea, time off from life. Time off from my wife.
At least 20
time
minutes.
Time off from work.
Yeah.
Time off from all of you.
Where do you think I've come up with all the material for the stream?
See?
It's when I'm streaming. Double stream. I'm streaming. You're streaming. We're all streaming. We're creaming. We're dreaming.
We're professionals. We're never not working. All right, so don't worry. This lady's been taken off the streets.
Yes.
From her big Culver's fueled runny dumps. And I will say she definitely was a unit of a woman. So I imagine you could really see she's got, I mean, they really shouldn't put the weight on there. That's a shame.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, do. That's what you do.
No, save it yourself. Put it in your butt. Saving your fucking butt.
Oh, well, do we have any listener mail today? Do people actually care about us still?
Well, we got the good. Oh, of course they do. We're all they have.
Are you ready, Eddie?
Yes.
Are you horny, Henry?
Yes, sure.
Now it's time for listener email.
I don't get sick of it.
Nice. So are we deciding that's the one we're sticking with forever?
For now.
I think I kind of did. Yeah,
I love that one.
It's a really good one.
It's my favorite one.
Are people still sending in new ones?
We haven't gotten any in a little while, but I mean, I'm content right now.
I am pretty content.
I really love it.
So can we officially stop the ask for new listener email stings?
Unless one comes in that's particularly good.
Yeah.
I'm open.
All right. I would like to see something a little more funky.
I mean, that's pretty funky.
It is pretty funky.
We want straight funk.
I want straight funk.
Sub-a-dip-bop-doom-ba-dap.
Yeah.
Sub-a-dip-bop-doom-ba-dap.
Something in the pocket.
Okay. Submissions are open.
Yeah, submissions are open.
I guess. I like that one.
Yeah, I want some Billy Bass inspired stuff.
Yeah, because he just passed.
He did just pass. R.I.P. Billy Bass.
There we go. Let me see if one of these are good. I guess I'll read this.
The paper mills.
I like this one. I'm going to do the radiation pranks.
Okay, the radiation pranks. Which are always fun.
Listen to the Bob Lazar episode today, and when you guys covered his prank with the helium-filled bags with radiation labels on them, it would remind me of a prank in a similar vein that was told to me while I was serving in the Navy. Often the aircraft carrier nuclear-powered these days would carry Marines on board to transport them. They'd have their own bunking areas, sort of sequestered from the rest of the crew. There was some nerd versus jock things going on between the Marines and the pale, sickly-looking nuclear techs who never saw the sun and worked 20 hours a day in Pete's time. One night, a couple of nukes got some radiation suits, a few pails filled with ball bearings, and a handful of chem-like glow sticks. They activated the glow sticks, mixed them in thoroughly into the ball bearings, and smeared what was on their hands all over their suits. In the dead of night, they opened the door to the Marines' bunk room, threw in the ball bearings, making a ton of noise while yelling, "Neutron spill! Neutron spill! Everybody, everybody out! Neutron spill!" Dozens of Marines jump out of their beds ready to fight, half naked, slipping on the ball bearings and glow stick juice, trying to figure out what was happening. Pretty sure they all got their asses kicked eventually,
But the story is legend now. Obviously, that's fucking awesome.
That is great. That is a hell of a prank.
My dad used to do, like, he ran a real McHale's Navy, kind of, he had a real McHale's Navy experience while he was serving in the Navy.
Yes, and it's fun. Imagine that your dad's Navy was all pranks.
He did not have a serious Vietnam. You know, and I think, I'm glad, because he didn't need anything to make him grumpier.
No, certainly not.
You know? Because my Uncle Kevin, who also just passed.
Yeah.
And we had been talking for a while, but he had served in Vietnam. And
waiter?
He was, yeah, honestly, you know what his worst tour was?
Brunch.
Ooh, the worst.
Actually, he was a POW for 2 years. Oh, they thought he was dead. He had a problem with Asians ever since. You know, I don't, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Hey, I try to convince him. I was too young.
Dad, I love Nintendo, Uncle.
Yeah, hey, how bad could they be? Even though it's the wrong type of Asian person. Well, Eddie, let's all say goodbye to everyone. What a wonderful day it's been.
It's so nice to see all of you.
Let's live another day so you get to read more Epstein emails.
That's right. Get in there. Start Googling your friends. And then you start moving on to people you admire and then people you hate.
Yeah. I would love for you to save the people that you hate for the end, because then it's nice to have some laughter as dessert.
Yes. I still can't believe Woody Allen.
I was still
really
shocked.
I was really holding out.
I was shocked to see Woody Allen's name. Oh, Last Comic Book on the Left, Volume 4, pre-order soon. You're going to want to check that out. It is on our website. This thing is one of the best things we've ever made. It is finally coming out thanks to Z2 and ours publishing efforts. And you will see the conclusion of my little tale on Detective Popcorn that I worked on with Elliot Rohal. It's honestly, you're gonna love it.
Very cool.
It is really fucking good. Also, Miseducation of Ed Larson is on the Patreon.
New show.
$10 and up on the Patreon. Go check it out. Patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft. You can still pay to get ad-free audio episodes of the shows. And you get first dibs on tickets, merch. You also can go ahead and be a part of Last Stream on the Left, which is live every 6 p.m. every Tuesday, PST.
That's right.
Is live.
And once a month, if you're part of the $25 tier, you can submit videos and gross us out. Other than that, Fuck it.
All right. Have a good time.
Henry and I, next week we're going to be in Alaska.
We're going to be in fucking Alaska.
Next week.
Freezing our ever-loving balls off.
I had to go out and buy more clothes than money I'm going to make.
Just on the gear alone, I broke even.
Yeah.
I just bought gear. I have nothing.
Well, we're sold out in Anchorage on the 20th, but please come see us in Fairbanks on the 21st. I'm also going to be doing a brunch show, apparently, so keep your eyes peeled for that with Billy Wayne Davis. It's going to be a blast. March 14th, we're going to be in Urbana, Illinois. Then we're going to Illinois. I'm sorry. And then April 26th, Lexington, Kentucky. Netflix is a joke. Henry and I are doing a show at the Avalon at 9:45. That's going to be on May 7th.
Come out, baby.
Come and check us out there. Rochester, New York, May 30th. And London, Ontario on June 28th. And then, of course, a week from today, I'm going to be over at the Punchline with Grant Gordon. That's on February 18th in San Francisco. Please come out and see that. April 3rd, I'm going to be in LA at the Lyric Hyperion with Amber Nelson, and then P-Funk Fest on April 11th and ViStar Stadium, Jumbo Shrimp Stadium, April 12th. Come party with me. I fucking love you people. Rock and roll will never die.
Fuck yeah, dude. We'll see you out there on the ice.
Yeah.
All right, fuckers. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Death Pool still rocking.
Oh, yeah,
Deadpool,
dude.
Deadpool's still rocking.
Still rocking, because, you know, what was the one that just, who was just coughing?
Catherine O'Hara passed away.
Well, that we know. That was extremely sad. But Andy Dick's not looking good.
Of course he's not looking good.
But I'm saying, you might have a very good run on your very first get.
Well, that's actually, it's bad for me, though, because I have to lose $1,000.
But it's good
for whatever Andy Dick dies of.
Yeah, which will mostly be
dick disease?
Mm-hmm. Get shot in the head.
Yeah, I'm just going to send it to penises. What's wrong with Mitch McConnell? Did he die?
I heard he's not doing good.
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell, but we We did no politics because we said we'd have to keep it even.
I just heard he's dying.
No, so we know. We can't wait. Coming. No, we're all excited.
Of course he's dying. He's been dying for a decade.
Yeah, honestly, fucking hurry up.
He looks like his bones already left his body.
Bye, Mr. Cum. I hope that you, I hope you enjoy hell.
All right. Well, who else is a puddle that's going to die soon, Rob?
I don't know.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Live one day longer than Trump, you piece of shit.
I just knew. I knew. Goddamn corn pop.
Keep your kids out of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, keep your kids out of Chuck E. Cheese, okay? I'll suck them in there. I'm gonna fuck them in there.